Roger Martin loved writing stories as a boy, but he blames the typewriter for turning him into a poet.
I grew up in the Amish country of Pennsylvania, and boys were not allowed to take typing classes. You know, we would have secretaries, is what they told us. But when you had to turn a paper in or a research, they had to be typed.
12-year-old boys don't have secretaries, and Martin proved to be a terrible typist.
And I'm left-handed, and so writing itself is a problem, where we still had inkwells and you had to wear blotters.
But poems were short.
In other words, the retyping was a lot easier on a poem than it was on a page of prose. And then I got to love just the words themselves and the sounds and the play with it. And so I drifted into that, and I just loved doing it. That's how I got my start.
For Martin, a poem is created in two distinct parts. There's the emotional poem, something that emerges in a rush of connections. And then there's the cerebral poem, where he begins to cut away the loose brush, the excessive, the overstated, the too beautiful.
Sometimes I love a phrase so much that I can't let go, but you have to let go. And it's taken me years sometimes. And at some point, you let him go, and the poem's there.
The idea that it would take Martin years to allow the small bird of a poem to fly reveals his unnatural restraint.
I learned at some point that if I'm working 60 hours a week and doing everything I can, I will write 6 to 12 poems a year. If I was given the entire year free with nothing else to do, I would write 6 to 12 poems a year. So the pressure of being prolific was lifted from me. These poems will come when they come.
Despite his limited output, Martin is always, as he says, surrounded by the language. He teaches journalism at Keene State, edits literary journals, and has just concluded a 10-year-long project transcribing Milton's Paradise Lost for dramatic performance. But still, those 6 to 12 poems a year...
Oh, they're important to me. Those 6 or 12 are not easy. You know, there's something that I need to say. I forget, it was a poet said the poem takes 7 years to work from experience through the body to the actual writing of the poem. And I tend to believe that. I internalize a lot and it works its way through, and then it comes out.
Inspired by Thomas Cole's painting, The Oxbow, here's Roger Martin reading Christmas and the Other Season.
Out of this, in the barn, by the stall, a daughter practices again her violin, drawing a bow plucked from the tail of her horse, who will fly like Pegasus, to lift her over the double oxer and the slate, if that's what it takes to keep her upright, to keep her straight, to free from an instrument music. Where fingers confidently fret the neck, independently find the notes, a pitch just shy of perfect, a timing just short of exact. So she skips onward with double stops. Her mount perks in tune and knickers, honed on the dustings of holiday, her leather, her waxes, her string. Let them romp in these presents and sing, knowing the sway of rhythm, even perfection cannot close the gap or bridge the strait between those that loved her first and those whose love must wait.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.